The government of Argentina has indicated it may no longer shield military officers from extradition. Several courts in Europe want to prosecute Argentine officers for the deaths of European nationals who lived in Argentina between 1976 and 1983 during the military dictatorship. The announcement has shocked Argentina's military establishment. It's another sign that President Néstor Kirchner is determined to reopen investigations into the thousands of political killings that took place during those years. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
It's been 20 years since the restoration of democracy ended Argentina's so-called dirty war. But for many families, the struggle for justice is still far from over. Fernando Poblete was a teenager in 1978 when his older brother, a leftist activist, simply disappeared, along with his wife and baby. Poblete says in the years since then, his family has endured great pain, especially when they listen to the dictatorship's killers talking about their crimes. These guys go on TV and talk about how they kidnapped and killed, Poblete says, and he singles out the case of a notorious enforcer implicated in his brother's disappearance. Men like this have been shielded from prosecution by amnesty laws passed in the mid-1980s, a time when Argentina's recently restored democracy still felt heavy pressure from the military. But if the tone of Argentina's new president is any indication, the military no longer has the same power to intimidate the government.
The office which I have taken implies that I am the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and I will fulfill that role completely.
Kirchner exercised his authority as soon as he took office, by forcing much of the top brass into retirement. Victor Abramovich is executive director of the Center for Legal and Social Studies, an organization that tries to find ways to prosecute dirty war killers. There has certainly been a change of scene, Abramovich says. He says President Kirchner seems to be working on many different levels to pave the way for renewed prosecutions. The most important, he says, is Kirchner's frontal assault on the Argentine Supreme Court, which has been accused of kowtowing to the generals. Under the threat of congressional impeachment, one judge has already stepped down, and more may follow. If Kirchner can push out enough of the pro-military judges, the court is liable to find the amnesty laws unconstitutional, thereby opening the floodgates for dozens, maybe hundreds, of criminal trials. Abramovich says that moment can't come soon enough. This isn't seen as something from the past, Abramovich says. There's a sense that if a country can't punish the most outrageous crimes of its history, then it can hardly reconstruct its spirit of justice, the idea that people who do such things must pay. So far, the military has been muted in its reaction. One of the generals, recently pushed out by Kirchner, agreed to talk to NPR, but only if his voice was disguised. There is concern because this affects men in active duty and retirement who face the prospect of being judged on the conduct of 26 years ago, the general says. He accuses Kirchner of looking to the past, perhaps to bolster his public support after winning a hotly contested and somewhat chaotic presidential election. But the general is also quick to say that the military will abide by rulings of the Supreme Court. And he says he doesn't see any chance of a revolt or intervention in government policy. In that respect, Argentina is already a very different country than it was 20 years ago. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.